What's up, everybody? Eric Kaiser, Spiritual Awakening Podcast. Let's rock one on alcohol in the family and in the reality. I'm in Brian Scott's book, The Reality Revolution. I've been following Brian for a while. I've talked about Brian. And it's true. You know, you can literally shift your reality. I resonate deeply with Brian's story of how he got sober. You know, he had already learned the depths of meditation. And I always knew this would work because I knew that's how I did it. I just didn't know how I did it. My Kundalini experience, I went in there and I picked a new reality. So that's how I got to where I'm at now, being an influencer. You know, I'm real close to traveling this nation. I just had somebody come in who has family with an RV and, you know, I can see it. And it's pretty cool, but I want to just go deep into alcohol and alcohol in the family. And we all know that parent, and this kind of sucks for me because it's a person that I kind of care about, you know, almost like relationship wise. It could have been a potential, but unfortunately, I don't like alcohol at all. And I want to put this importance out there to parents so you understand what you're creating for your kids, no matter how much awareness you have. Because this person is very, very aware. But this person also lets their kids party at the house, and they're that parent, right? Well, I'd rather them do it here than do it. Why didn't you raise them not to do it? It's just that simple. And it comes down to us. Like, it comes down to our own selfishness because we still want to do it. So, well, how can we not let them do it? It's not a big deal. Look at my life, but you're not getting it. If you want your kids to ultimately succeed in everything they do, alcohol is a negative vibration. It's always going to give your child a negative vibration. Now, I have met people like D. Wong in my experience who they would drink and it was a different vibration, right? He came from a different vibration of reality. He came from love, which this person does teach love to their kids. And that's all it is. Very loving family. But, you know, was D. Wong the happiest guy I ever met in my life? No, he spent a lot of time by himself at his loft away from his child and his wife. And I almost used to look at it like, wow, this dude's like kind of detached from his home life. Where I'm with my kids all the time. This guy's got his son, you know, maybe it was very rare to see him over there by himself. And that's heartbreaking because obviously, right, he didn't end up with the perfect reality that he could have because it's a hard one to get, right? Why do I want to promote you to teach us other people and teach us other parents? I want you to understand reality. And I want you to start to understand the alcohol reality. If you're allowing your children to be those kids who are in the alcohol reality, you are robbing them from the reality that could be literally taking them to the top, right? To get them to do what they really want to do. I get it that everybody in my experience is my creation. Everybody. I get that part. And it's there to give me my test, and it's there to show me what's right and wrong and what a really good New Earth experience will be, right? Because remember, I don't ever leave that. I'm all about knowing that I can create my kids into a New Earth experience for them where it's already beautiful, right? Because remember, my philosophy is that, look, they're creating me. I'm like, you have to look deeply here. Your kids, your friends' kids, they're going to split off in their own dimension of reality, right? They're always going to be your kids in your reality, and as long as your vibration is good, you're going to have great kids. But I'm talking about the reality that you don't know about that they're broken off into. That's the one where a lot of your karma is going to come from if you're doing a good job as a parent. And I'm telling you, I know this wholeheartedly. I won't raise my kids to ever touch alcohol. I'm going to raise my kids to understand that that's a spirit that they don't need to touch. If it's still here, I plan on taking it out of my experience. I plan on going against alcohol. I plan on running for politics. I plan on doing all this stuff now because I'm really seeing it. And I know it sounds crazy, but I've seen myself as running the country before. Yeah. Right? And the only reason I could see that is because I could see how if I get out in the school system right now, and I'm not kidding, I won't stop until I hit almost every damn school out there and talk to every kid and leave my mark and have them follow me. Because how quickly can you go from being a little influence to a huge influence with the world of technology we have at hand with all these kids running around staring at phones? At least this way we can adjust our content. But yes, if you could pull that off, you would be able to run for president someday because right now they're young. But if you influence them to do the greatest things that they could ever do in their life and they go off and they fucking do it and they remember you, of course they're going to vote for you. And that's my angle right now in life. That's my new earth reality in my world. But in my children's world and in other kids' world, you're robbing your kids from their future, the good reality, because you're bringing them into an ego reality where alcohol exists, because that's where alcohol exists, in the ego reality. And it's just that simple. That's why you don't want your kids doing it, because you're keeping them away from the kids who don't drink, who are sitting there doing things that they're passionate about and already probably making income, whether it's creating TikToks. I'd rather my kids be out with a phone and cameras and digital audio equipment and video equipment and shooting content that's creative and fun and they're enjoying their life than getting hammered and puking in a toilet and then going to their shit 9 to 5 the next day. Because you missed the biggest message. You don't teach your kids to poison themselves in any which way, shape, or form. You teach your kids to be healthy. Mind, body, soul, healthy. So there it is for you. That is why you do not want to involve alcohol into your children's lives or your life for that matter. If you're going to partake in it, of course you're going to create a reality where they're doing it. And I'm sorry, but I don't ever see this stuff for people. But, you know, I can't control everybody else's thoughts. But there are parents who allow kids to come to drink at their house and they end up being the parent in prison because kids leave and get hurt. And that's just the way the cookie fucking crumbles. And that comes from allowing that negative spirit reality into your life because, let's face it, we've all drank before. I have really good control of my mind, and alcohol is about the only thing that used to take me into left field. But I recommend Brian Scott's book, Reality Revolution. It's really, really good. And it'll give you a lot of other good books to jump into that'll keep your process. Like, just Brian, like, he gets it. I get it. We can shift. We can jump. We can do all these things. I've done it. That's how he got sober. Literally just went to a meditative state and found the guy who was sober in his mind. And that's who he was. And that's how I get rid of everything. The tobacco shit, the vape shit. I go into my mind and I go, no. Dude, that's not you, man. You know who you are. That's not you. Stop doing that. And I wake up and I don't do it anymore. And Jake looks at me and goes, how do you do it? There's a little switch. You go and you flick it. And I'm serious, y'all. I had the itch again, like the itch. Like, give me that vape thing. Give me that cigarette. Give me that cigar. Give me this. And I also noticed in my reality that I was back involved in window tinting things on Facebook. And like, I saw how just that little shift started sucking me back into that toilet bowl. And what do you think happened the second I raised my vibration back to, nope, putting that down? I'm going to be healthy. I'm going to do this. I'm going to do this. Now I'm starting to not vibrate with the window tint community again. And even like my mentor Ralph and all, I started to just see things differently again and going, whoa, what am I doing? I'm getting sucked back down that damn freaking hole, man. Just, if I'm going to do this, I'll go out there and do it. I don't need to talk to anybody about it. Just, all right, whatever. But, you know, remember, to become the new, we have to really, and this is seriously, like, I have this now. We have to shut it off. Now, I'm not telling you to shut off and go broke and not eat and stuff like that and go through all the craziness I went through just playing with the process and watch miracles happen, because you have to really have the belief that you can make that happen for that to happen. But, you know, it's okay to step out of Facebook groups, to step away from all that nonsense, because, you know, at the end of the day, in that industry, The guys who are really successful aren't on Facebook. They're not even doing any of that stuff. And I believe that that goes for everybody's reality. I think Facebook was a trick. MySpace was a trick. And it really altered realities. So today, maybe start looking at those things and maybe start backing out of them and, you know, find out whatever. Find whatever you need, you know, to intrigue you to go further in life. And for me right now, it's just getting in an RV and I'll speak everywhere. I don't care. Doesn't just have to be in schools. I'm just going to pop up and speak. And it's all about good stuff. It's simple things. How to eat. Right? I want adults to realize if you're overweight, right? You're literally, don't give me that you're happy because you don't have any self-love because you're fat. Fit or fat, bro. There's only two, fit or fat. And if you are overweight, you're not a friggin' adult because you cannot control the urge to take your hand and stick something in your mouth. And I'm giving everybody the advice of where you get that from. You get it in books and you get it in meditation. And that's where you get that other side of your life because there's another version of you inside of there. You just got to get to work. I love y'all. Mean that. I don't know what that was, but I just got a text message. But I love y'all. I hope everybody's having a beautiful Monday. It's kind of raining here in Georgia. But I can stop the rain. Has anybody stopped the rain yet? In your reality, I promise you can do it. You just got to believe you can do it. You should give it a shot. I love y'all. I mean that. Peace.